At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome in. Day three of the NFL draft picks off with a big pick by the Philadelphia Eagles. They take defensive tackle Ty Robinson out of Nebraska, a big boy, a beefy defensive tackle that can play really every position at the defensive line. So Ty Robinson, your newest Philadelphia Eagle, they take him in round four at pick 111. We're going to talk to John McMullen here in just a couple of minutes when he joins me, but this is a good player. Here's a quote from Ty Robinson for those who don't know about him. He says, "I can play up and down the entire defensive line. I feel comfortable at all positions. I play with a high motor and with terrific violence." Terrific violence. That's something I like to hear from a defensive tackle. So great pick here by the Philadelphia Eagles. 6'5", 288. He's only 23 years old. He got an RAS score, which is that relative athletic score, of 9.89. So it's clear they're looking for guys that have great motors and are very athletic. I got Johnny Mack now. He's going to join me here after the Eagles select Ty Robinson. Johnny Mack, are you with me, brother? You got me.
Gotcha. Hope you have me. Long day. Six picks to start the day for the Eagles, so we'll see how long if they take them all. But they do need to add some volume today. And they started out with defensive tackle, which makes some sense.
Yeah, Ty Robinson, Johnny Mack, defensive tackle out of Nebraska. I just saw the quote you tweeted out from, "I can play at all five positions. I'm comfortable everywhere." And, John, how about the quote, "I play with terrific violence"? I love to hear that. But, John, interesting, 6'5", 288. He's got an RAS score of 9.89. So it's clear the Eagles like those relative athletic scores to be very high. Your initial thoughts on this selection here in the NFL draft?
Yeah, it's a trend. 288 is not big defensive tackle in the NFL. The 6'5 frame is, but you talked about the athleticism, versatility. So that's been the two themes, athleticism and versatility, with the top three picks for the Philadelphia Eagles, and that continues with Ty Robinson. So, I would think just from the frame, he played a lot of those positions at Nebraska. He's a five-year starter at Nebraska, was there for 6 years, so a little bit older typically than the Eagles like from prospects, but has a lot of experience. He's very well ahead of the curve from a technique and a fundamental standpoint for a rookie player because he played so much. But again, that theme, and I brought it up last night, 288-pound defensive tackle, 235-pound edge rusher, 185, and I'm probably giving a little bit to
Makuba, Andrew Makuba.
Makuba, yep. Thank you. I'm stuttering on my words already. But really undersized guys, and that continues today. And we'll see. But, I mean, Howie talked about it twice now, and he'll probably talk about it at the end of the day today. It's become a space game. It's become an athleticism game.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what the Eagles think. It's ironic, though, offensively, they play bully ball. So I start to think, could the Eagles defense stop the Eagles offense?
Yeah, right. Good question.
In other words, will somebody else try to bully them if they're going to continue to go down this route with undersized athletic players? We're going to see. But here's another one. And that theme, not to mention the other theme, which is the biggest theme, three picks, three defensive players, which makes some sense because – attrition of the team is heavily tilted toward the defense.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Another defensive tackle, John. We were waiting for this, man. We talked about the signings they made in the offseason.
bunch of edge rushers. You know, they even got a cornerback in there, all different positions. They never really got another defensive tackle after losing Milton Williams. So here's your pick. I'm not sure what type of impact he can be in year one. You are right, 288 pounds is not very big for an interior defensive line player, but he does look like a guy that can play. And not now, I don't know what that means, but that relative athletic score is big, 6'5".
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
And I like the quote he made, man. I can play at all different positions. So sounds like another Vic Fangio type of player where, you know, versatility is on the docket with this guy.
Yeah, that's always helpful. But, you know, I'm not, you know, worried about his ability to move outside. That's not going to be in the equation. You know, can he play three technique? Can he play four eye? Yes. Can he play nose? Probably not.
Too small, man. You can't play nose, John, at 288.
That's kind of the point. When people he played nose at Nebraska, he's not playing nose in the NFL. That's kind of my point.
Right. Right. So we'll see how it all shakes out. You think this guy is going to be a contributor in year one? I mean, I know we are in round four here, so you're kind of in that territory of like some guys might contribute. I mean, look at last year's round four, round five, round six picks. You know, they didn't do much on the team, but I happen to think this guy could have a role in the rotation on that defensive front. Do you see that, or do you see him as more of a, you know, stash and project for the future?
Well, I you know, there's a chance because they need at least one body to add to the rotation at defensive tackle. So, you know, again, you're probably talking about the fourth guy type of situation. Can he have that type of limited role? Yeah, maybe. Not the worst thing in the world, and I'm going to be saying this about all day three picks. Not the worst thing in the world to have a little patience.
Right. I think we might have lost Johnny Mack here. There you are. I got your back. You there, John? I lost you for a second, brother.
You got me, Xander?
Yeah, I got you there. I just missed your last couple sentences there.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as contributing, I need to think about that, but there's a chance, there's an opportunity because they're going to need another body inside. And he'll certainly get an opportunity to compete, but you know, you're probably talking about the fourth guy in the rotation. So maybe, you know, a 12 to 20 snap type of thing. And if he hits, great. But what I was trying to say is never a bad thing to have some patience with young day three players.
Yep, absolutely. Johnny Mack, next pick coming up at 130. We'll see what they do. They got 130, 161, 165, 168, and 191. I would imagine they'll couple up a couple of them and move up if they need to. We'll see what happens. John, thanks for checking in, brother. We'll talk to you after the next pick.
All right, see ya.
All right, thanks, Johnny Mack. There's Johnny Mack. John McMullen checking in here on the pick of Ty Robinson. You know, remember, John is always going to give you kind of that pragmatic look, that objective look of we are on day three here, so we can't get our hopes too high on players like this, but I do happen to like this player, Ty Robinson. And I'm going to give a shout to my boy Abe in the chat. Abe, I see you in there, man. Abe's been telling me about this player for legitimately 3 months. Xander, I like Ty Robinson. Xander, I like Ty Robinson. So he does have a high motor. I like the violent nature of him. I mean, how about that quote? I said it at the beginning of the episode, and if you're just checking in, I'll read that quote to you again. I can play up and down the entire defensive line. I feel comfortable at all positions. I play with a high motor and with terrific violence. Terrific violence is a great quote there from a guy that you got, you know, that wants to play on the interior of the defensive line. So we'll see what he is. We'll see what kind of impact he has in year one. I'm not sure what kind of impact it would be, but here's the reality is the interior of that defensive line has Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Moro Ojomo, and Thomas Booker. You lost Milton Williams, so it's another body in there. I happen to think this guy has a pretty big upside. I like the player. I'll read some of the scouting report off NFL.com for you guys. So for those who don't know about the player, I'm going to run through the overview, the strengths, and the weaknesses as they're listed on NFL.com. So the overview here says he's a bully with a roughshod playing style that forces blockers to match his physicality. How's that for an opening sentence? I freaking love that in a defensive tackle. Robinson is built for the trenches with the versatility to play in odd or even fronts. He's first into contact with his hands and mitigates average knee bend with brute force in his upper half. He's powerful to set edges, but lacks length to control and quickly shed NFL blockers. He's an effort rusher with active hands who can exploit a weak edge and thrive in gaming fronts, but possesses average creativity. Robinson might not be a star, but his effort, strength, demeanor could make him a productive pro for years to come. This is my type of dude, man. Look, he's not going to be the best guy, best player out there, not going to be the most talented, not going to be the biggest, the strongest, or the fastest, but he wants you to match his physicality. That's my type of dude. I don't care what you look like. I don't care how heavy you are. I don't care how good you are. I'm coming at you, and I'm coming hard. Match it or get beat. That's my type of dude. Strengths here are good size with a broad frame and thick limbs. A thick boy. How about that? Plays with hot motor and robust physicality. First into the neutral zone, quickly striking the blocker. Good feel with forceful attack on incoming blocks. Opponents with bad hand placement get tossed around. Active rush hands swat the punch and help access the edge. Use his shoulder turn to skinny into gaps and access the pocket. Leg drive and closing burst feed his finishing success. And then in weaknesses, you got can be located and sealed by quick lateral blockers. Strong in his hips, but lacks ideal bend for leverage. Short arms create struggles to shed blocks quickly. Rush is stalled by a firm, sticky punch in his frame. Upright rush charge can get him knocked off course. So this is a physical guy, man. Abe, I see why you liked him. I'm going to turn on some game tape once I get out of here. We got another pick coming up at 1:30. I will take a couple comments from you guys in the chat. All right. Tim Baldwin checks in. That sounds good until he goes up against a 350-pound offensive lineman. Tim, you're not wrong about that. I will say that, right? He's going to have to put on some size. But I do like – sometimes it's not about the size of the dog, right? It's just about the size of the fight in the dog, as they say. And this dude definitely – has that fight. So if you can envision a world where he keeps that mentality and puts on 15 to 20 pounds as he grows into his NFL body, you know, maybe you have a violent defensive tackle you got here in the fourth round. I like it, man. I like effort players. I love effort players. I love guys who say, match my physicality, even if you're better than me. All right. So I like it from that perspective. Let me get to the super chat. Prince, my apologies, brother. Prince says, Milton Williams is 6'3 and weighs 290, while Ty Robinson is 6'5 and weighs 288 pounds. What is the difference between them? It's a good point, Prince. It's a good point by, Prince, but I think they're a little bit different players. You know, Milton was a little bit more of a speed pass rusher type of player. Ty Robinson is more of a violent guy. So, look, I think you bring up a good point. I think we're maybe overreacting a little bit about the 288. Also, he could probably put on 5-10 pounds pretty quickly here in the offseason. So, if he comes into camp at 300, and he can keep that violent nature, that physical motor, you know, and want players to match his physicality, then I think that's a good thing. So I happen to like this pick. First pick, I love Jahad Campbell. Second pick, and Andrew Mukuba, I have some questions on. Third pick here, Ty Robinson in the fourth round at 111. I like this player. All right, I'll read off. Last couple things I'll read off to you. In 2024, last year at Nebraska, he was third team all Big Ten conference. He started all 13 games, 37 tackles, 12 and a half tackle for losses with 7 sacks, 4 pass breakups, and a forced fumble. So seems like a guy that was kind of all over the field for Nebraska last year. So I like this pick, and we will see what happens. He ran a 4.83 40-yard dash, 33.5 vertical jump, a 9.11 broad jump, and 28 reps on the bench press. So I think this guy's going to be pretty good. Big RAS score, too. A big RAS score. Let me make sure the Eagles aren't trading up, all right? I know we're sitting at 1:30 right now, but I got to get out of here because we are going to be live after each pick. So if you're listening in today or right now, we appreciate you for being here. Hit that like button. Today we'll be live after each and every draft pick. So whenever the Eagles pick, you can check in here on Jacob, and we will give you guys the breakdown of the player, and I'll have John McMullen join me as well to give his opinion and his take on the on each selection. So appreciate you all being here. That's going to do it for this episode of the Jacob Draft Special. Ty Robinson is your newest Philadelphia Eagle. Thanks, everybody.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.